Against the Monstrous Regiment of Women. Written by Lana Michaels and read by Corey Kithonia. For the fandom of Les Miserables and the relationship of Courfeyrac and Combeferre. With the additional tags of Sharing a Bed, Canon Era, Monstrous Regiment Ami, Female Courfeyrac, Female Combeferre, Female Ami. Everyone is cross-dressing for the revolution. Alternate universe, sex swap of the Monstrous Regiment variety, and POV Courfeyrac. This was a problem. When the trip had been proposed, Courfeyrac had not thought she was going to go. Surely Enjolras would accompany Combeferre on his mission of medical curiosity. However, Enjolras was not enjoying the spring and could barely stop sneezing, and so Combeferre would not permit Enjolras to go. This led, naturally, to Courfeyrac. This was a problem. Courfeyrac wrung her hands and paced the room. It did not matter to her, not at all, that she would have to share a bed with Combeferre when they traveled. But Combeferre, if he knew Courfeyrac to be a woman, would consider Courfeyrac to be a respectable woman and would never do such a thing. But he did not know she was a woman. Perhaps it was acceptable. But when he would find out, he would be very angry. Perhaps he would not find out. But he was one of her closest friends, and surely someday she would tell him. Or she would make a mistake and he would find out. It would be dreadful for Combeferre to be both angry at Courfeyrac for lying to him and angry at himself for sharing her bed. There was no other solution. She would have to tell him. It was late when she knocked on his door, but if she did not do this tonight, she would lose her nerve. "I cannot come with you. You must take Prévert instead," she blurted out when Combeferre opened the door. Combeferre shut it behind her. "Why not?" Combeferre asked and ushered her to a seat. His kindness be damned, Courfeyrac must see this through. "It is only that I am a woman, and it would not be seemly," Courfeyrac confessed miserably. But Combeferre was not angry with her. He merely frowned in concern. "Why would that be a problem? So am I." Courfeyrac gaped at him, at her, at Combeferre. "I beg your pardon." "I am also a woman," Combeferre said simply. "I thought you'd known." Courfeyrac replied, "I hadn't, no." She thought about it. No, Combeferre hadn't done anything to give herself away. "I apologize," she added, because surely she should have noticed. Combeferre smiled at her gently. "So, you see, it is perfectly acceptable to come with me. But if you still do not want to, I can ask Prévert." "But then you would be back to the first problem," Courfeyrac exclaimed. And come to think of it, Combeferre traveled frequently with Enjolras. "Enjolras? Surely Enjolras cannot know. He would be aghast." "Prévert will not mind. She adores the lilacs in the countryside," Combeferre said, and Courfeyrac fell out of her chair. "What?" Courfeyrac demanded. Combeferre helped her up. "Courfeyrac, you have helped Prévert dress. How is this a surprise?" Courfeyrac sputtered. "I turned my back like a proper lady." "And so, apparently, did she," Combeferre said dryly. She held up her hand and started counting on her fingers. "Beharel told me about herself a year ago when borrowing my clothes. Lucette required my help with a minor medical problem, and Jolie thought it would not do to leave her eagle uncloaked without a chaperone. We went for drinks afterwards, and the whole story came out. I was quite convinced for some time that Grantaire had to be a man, because no woman would be given to so many manly excesses, until I realized it was quite a studied portrayal, and she quite clearly has never slept with any of her storied conquests. And even you must know why Philippe puts on trousers. Courfeyrac was dazed. Of all of those, she had only been suspicious of Philippe. And Enjolras? Combeferre smiled lightly. He saw me naked once and merely asked if my chest was swollen from a bug bite. Courfeyrac looked at Combeferre. Combeferre looked at Courfeyrac. It is late, Combeferre said. It would be rude to impose now, Courfeyrac agreed. We should wait until tomorrow, Combeferre decided. They called on Enjolras in the morning. What's a woman? Enjolras asked. The end.